This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The second Trump administration could bring change to trade relations. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H-bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, and so right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
Will a second administration of President Donald Trump bring progress on trade negotiations with key global partners? U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Bohr said exporters will be watching discussions with all trading partners, but two key regions stand out.
That's the USMCA and that review in 2026. Obviously, our key trading partners of Canada and Mexico, we need to maintain that tariff-free trade and very minimal type of SPS barriers. And so that strong upgrade in USMCA needs to be maintained. And then on the potential new opportunities, the obvious one is the United Kingdom. And that is partially because there was, you know, FTA attempts in the previous Trump administration, but also just because the UK is the only major importer of which the US has basically no market share. And it's a one-way street with trade.
Bohr added that the U.S. and United Kingdom held significant trade talks during the first Trump administration, so that could signal an opportunity for an early trade win, particularly for U.S. beef and pork.
You know, basically no access into the U.K. for U.S. beef. And that's a $2 billion market, of which we're essentially out of. And on the pork side, also tremendous potential. And the U.K. imports 630,000 tons of pork a year, about $2.8 billion. Again, U.S. pork hardly there. And we just need reciprocal access. We need no tariffs, no quotas. You know, U.K. benefits from practically unfettered access into the U.S., and we need the same into the U.K. So again, it's only opportunities, really only upside.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.